You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got a lot of good stuff on the program for you today. And as usual, we'll start things with some good news and some bad news. What would you like first, then, Mahoney?
Let's just get that bad news out of the way right now, Dave.
All right. So hundreds of children were terrified this past weekend when they went to the movie theater.
Okay. You're like,
what do you mean they were terrified?
What happened in the movie theater? Did like the power go out? Did they get stuck in an elevator? What?
No, they just sat down inside the theater to watch Detective Pikachu.
Okay, oh, seems like a fun movie. Family movie.
Yeah. Fun family movie. Unfortunately, this particular movie theater did not start airing Detective Pikachu at all. It started airing, and help me out here, Sylvia.
Llorona. Yeah.
What is that?
It's a scary movie.
It's a scary movie
What does that word mean?
La Llorona is like the crier. So it's based on an urban legend where this woman drowns her children.
And
then she freaks out and she roams the streets crying for her children. So
looking for the children that she had murdered. So before the trailer had even finished, the kids were crying, which is unsurprising considering it features jump scare scenes.
Yeah.
And as Sylvia mentioned, some of those are very, very scary scenes. At this point, when the entire theater was crying, they realized their mistake and shut off the movie, saving the children from any further trauma. Moviegoers were all moved into another theater where Detective Pikachu was paused on the screen waiting for them. Oops.
That's awkward. Yep. But you got to learn about the urban legend somehow, kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
And be thankful for your parents on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Appreciate you,
Mom. Thanks,
Mom. Thanks for not doing that. Some good news today as well. And I think you'll really appreciate this one, Mahoney.
What's that, Dave?
A new study found out that our bodies actually bounce back fairly quickly after a big day of gluttony. Yeah.
Oh.
Overeating probably won't cause long-term issues either. That doesn't mean that you can overindulge, say, every weekend or every weekday.
This is good news for me. What are you talking about?
Researchers had people overeat for 5 days straight to simulate how it might act on a big holiday weekend. Each person added 1,000 calories to their diet, and it turns out the bodies are actually pretty good at coping with it because it didn't have any significant long-term effects on metabolism or insulin levels.
Only an extra 1,000 calories? This isn't eating big.
An additional 1,000 calories?
That's pretty big for me.
Like three Coca-Colas. Get out of here. Get out of here with that. It's like one piece of cheesecake.
A piece of cheesecake doesn't have 1,000 calories.
Yeah. Well, like maybe a whole.
Apparently, you've never read the Bible that exists at the Cheesecake Factory.
Why is that menu so long?
It's so big.
You have advertisements in your menu. What is going on here? Stop it!
It's too much. I can't even get to the back of it. I'm tired. My eyes are tired.
Gassed out halfway through it.
If they would have said an extra 3,000 calories, I would have been like, okay. But an extra 1,000, that's not indulging. These scientists don't know what indulging means.
For a gal like you, no, an extra 1,000 calories isn't a lot. But for somebody that eats, say, 2,000 calories a day.
Who eats 2,000 calories a day?
A lot of people.
Someone trying to, bitches.
Watch their weight or
eat healthy.
You just call people that only eat 2,000 calories a day little bitches?
Right. Damn straight I did. Step it up.
No, stop it.
That's not healthy.
Researchers say they don't want us to use this as an excuse to overeat all the time. Because
sounds like an excuse to me.
They also had volunteers increase their calorie intake for a full month, and that did affect things like weight and insulin response.
Nah, science. We live in a post-science world, Dave. Who are scientists? Who are these scientists? That's what I want to know.
They're experts. Yeah, this is what they do. Yeah.
I'd like to see some proof.
I'm reading you the results of the study right now.
I don't believe it.
It's research.
Sounds like fake news to me.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Also, restaurants stop putting calories on the menu. I don't care if it's a law. I don't want to see that.
It ruins your whole meal.
Yeah.
How is that salad 1,300 calories?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I don't do what I used to do with them, but there's something special about going into a store and seeing the new Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Like, my friends and I, we used to steal them whenever the new ones came out. It's a beautiful piece of art, and I'm glad it's still going, even though we all have phones now.
Message deleted.
When's the last time that you bought any magazine?
When I was at a airport.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to read this on the flight.
Something. It was like a golf magazine.
But like a Rolling Stone magazine for, like, there was a story about Nirvana.
Okay. All right. That was recently?
That was recently, yeah.
Okay.
Mine was a couple years ago.
Ian, you seem kind of like a magazine hipster.
I actually do subscribe to a couple magazines.
You do?
I get really? The Paris Review, yes.
The what?
The Paris what? Review. It's a literary magazine.
Oh.
I get that every month. Okay. Besides that, no, I don't. I haven't purchased a magazine besides that in years.
Would you ever purchase a magazine based on, like, say, Sports Illustrated because it has attractive women in it?
No, because my significant other wouldn't be mad at me if I was watching pornography.
Oh, but you choose not to.
No, I'm saying, like,
that didn't answer the question.
Like, what?
I don't know. Like, the reason that the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine and, by in turn, Sports Illustrated did so well for so many years is because there were a lot of guys whose family or their wife would not allow them to have dirty magazines
but
in the house.
The Sports Illustrated, you never saw an areola, so everything
no,
was okay.
It was risque,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it is risque.
Yeah, sure it is.
Is it risque?
Yes,
no.
They're naked, it's just not. Covered in sand.
Yeah,
yes, of course it is.
It's supposed to be sexy.
It's not risque. I mean, like, the fact, like, in by
it's
2019
to the
standards,
it's risque to the people that
are at a
who
at
have
a
never stepped
store.
One foot outside in their entire life, who live under a rock. That's who.
You realize that, like, one generation before us didn't have access to the internet, right?
Yeah.
So, like, to those people,
it's gonna be
it's risque.
Yeah, man. Like, yes. My dad had Playboy. He knew what was up.
Oh. That's why you turned out to be such a creep.
No, it's not.
Please leave a message.
But I will say,
I noticed you didn't deny it.
That's
not the specific reason.
You know what was creepy, though? When you would go over to a friend's house or a relative's house, and they would have, like, Playboys or adult magazines in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Like, that's a step too far.
Yeah, like, we know what's going on in here.
We don't need to combine these two things that are going on.
But is it like in the family bathroom?
Sometimes,
like,
they would be.
The bathroom that everybody goes to?
Usually, maybe not everybody. But back then, like, even thinking back, you know, like 20, 30 years, bathrooms, they like having like a guest bathroom. I don't know. Like, we weren't rich. Most houses had a bathroom.
Yeah, so that's
two.
Where you put the magazines. Because if you're old Papa-Pap and you need a little alone time, the only place you can get it is in that bathroom.
That's
so that's
right.
Where I'm keeping nudie magazines.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, good morning to both of you guys. I got a hypothetical here for you. It's pretty simple, straightforward, but if you both had to ride a motorcycle, who would be on the back?
Message deleted.
Like us both on a motorcycle at the same time? Is that what you're asking?
Like,
if we're riding it together?
Yeah.
Oh, Mahoney's definitely on the...
I'm not riding that motorcycle.
You got to get on the back, buddy.
Give me a sidecar. I need a sidecar.
Yeah, I would actually be totally down with you in a sidecar.
And get him, like, little goggles.
Yeah. like they have for the dogs.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be cute.
I feel like your tongue would be on the side of your mouth the whole time. You're like, I love you!
Please leave a message
good
after
boy.
The tone.
Any of you have the shower growing up that would get scalding hot whenever someone flushed a toilet in the house? My siblings and me, we used to torture each other with it. Every single shower was a risk because you knew that someone was going to sneak in and get you. I fell out of the shower a couple of times in pure panic.
Message deleted.
Was that a thing?
Oh,
that never really.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but you were an only child, so
no. I mean, like anybody flushing a toilet, like, that never changed. Like, my water did turn scalding hot.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yo, yeah.
I feel like
it's either scalding hot,
or, like,
either
really
scalding
cold,
hot
right?
or really cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it just lowered the water pressure.
No. That definitely could change
the temperature.
Yeah.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we had better plumbing. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at me. I got nudie magazines and better plumbing. Oh, I'm fancy.
It's the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe we had better plumbing because of the nudie magazines.
You're always cleaning off the pipes.
Thanks, Sylvia.
Bathroom, you nasty.
Using the restroom.
You don't know how he rests.
It's for the articles. For the articles.
Okay.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Always love to share the good news, and that's what we start with today. Facebook is doing the right thing. Now, granted, it's not because they want to, and it's not really actually the right thing. It's just they're being forced to, and so they're slightly increasing some contractors' workers' pay because they're getting a lot of blowback for paying them basically a poverty wage.
Facebook, so what are they doing?
Said on Monday of this week that it's raising its minimum wage of all U.S. contract workers because of the rising cost of living, and they were facing intense scrutiny over the treatment of ordinary employees and their pay. The company raised its minimum wage to $20 per hour in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
New York and D.C., you get to make $18 an hour, as well as in Seattle. And it said, yeah, I mean, if you think that, you know, in a lot of these places, the minimum wage is already $15 an hour. And so jumping it up to a whopping $18 an hour, I'm sure that'll improve the quality of life of all these people who are hard at work for Facebook.
So $40,000, because that's what $20 an hour is if you're working full time.
It's $20 an hour for $40,000?
Yeah, okay. that's usually pretty close. It's like $41,000. Mm-hmm. But to put that into terms, like, that is so far below the level of poverty in that general area of San Francisco, San Jose, Silicon Valley. Like, that's, you can't even, like, you can rent an apartment for 2 months making that kind of money. It's literally, compared to places like Las Vegas, it's the equivalent of making $21,000 a year in Las Vegas.
It's unbelievable.
Or $11 an hour. So it's like,
and the only reason they did this is because they're getting all sorts of blowback from people.
See, that's why when you were saying, like, oh, Facebook did something nice, I'm like, something's fishy.
Same thing for Albany. It's making $22,000 a year in Albany.
Wow. So the Greek Coca-Cola heir, his name is Alki David. He has been arrested along
with... Wasn't that the guy from Perfect Strangers?
Was his name Alki or Malki, wasn't
Balki.
It? Balki.
But it's his name is Balki without the B.
Yeah, there you go. He was arrested with a fellow billionaire business partner after landing in St. Kitts with Jonathan Rhys Meyers, who's an actor.
Okay.
They landed their private jet.
Is it Reese?
Is it Jonathan Rhys Meyers?
Yeah,
is
that that's the guy. Who's the guy? That's the guy from the Tudors.
Oh, yeah.
Tudors, whatever.
Whatever it was. Anyway, so they landed their private jet.
Which is kind of funny. That's a little bit of the Tudors.
A little foreshadowing there.
A little foreshadowing right there.
So they landed their private jet in St. Kitts, and they had $1.3 million worth of weed on board.
Well, Dave, you're saying it's weed. They're saying it was 100% pure hemp for his CBD product because he owns a medical marijuana dispensary.
They had 5,000 cannabis plants as part of the new business to develop legal cannabis in the region. They were pulled aside by customs officials after landing, and they were held for 8 hours before being let go and then arrested as they tried to leave the island days later. Oh, now, if you don't know anything about this guy, Alki David, I guess he's sort of like a playboy billionaire.
He looks like
he's got the shaved head.
Kind of douchey.
He looks like evil Dana White.
I was going to say, he's like kind of the bro Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Like that's good. That's a good description.
The Jeff Bezos that always has like a Monster Energy.
Yeah. Bezos drank Monster Energy constantly.
And has shirts with flames on it, you know?
Ed Hardy shirts.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy, Mahoney somehow knew this about this Alki David guy. That one time he was on a red carpet somewhere talking about some dumb thing.
His own product. 9021Go was like a bad fashion website 10 years ago. But he's talking to one of his own employees. She's got a microphone. It's him and his girlfriend or wife at the time. And he just grabs the microphone.
Puts it right by his butt and just farts into the microphone.
And doesn't give a crap.
Well, he did a little bit maybe because she smelt it pretty handily because she didn't want to put the microphone back up to her mouth to talk into it, as you wouldn't. But we have the audio, of course.
Of course we do.
And hence the foreshadowing for the Tudors.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
So we're here with Alki and Jennifer David, of course, the owners of 9021Go. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful, Nishka.
Well, I'm a little bit chilly, Jen.
That's okay.
Alki, I don't want to put my mouth on that now. That's absolutely disgusting. Oh my goodness. Jennifer, I'm not often speechless, but I think I've actually been caught speechless.
I love that he's looking to the producer.
He's looking off camera, just going, did you hear that? He's so delighted with himself. So let me play it for you one more time. You can hear the point where she's mid-sentence, and he just grabs the microphone out of her hand.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful, Nishka.
Well, I'm a little bit chilly, Jen.
That's okay.
Alki, I don't want to put my mouth on that now. That's absolutely disgusting. Oh my goodness. Jennifer, I'm not often speechless, but I think I've actually been caught speechless.
Ian heard it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I think he'll be exonerated because it was him, Dave.
You think so?
Yeah, okay.
St. Kitts, lovely island, though.
Sure is.
I've been there.
I want to hang out with Alki.
Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert.
It's Cage.
I just acquired two King Cobras.
Or Stage.
Danny is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Danny? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I feel like this is kind of a rhetorical question, but are you a big fan of Nicolas Cage?
I'm a huge Nicolas Cage fan. Oh.
Favorite Nicolas Cage movie is what?
Face Off.
Yeah, Face Off.
One of the greatest thespians of our time.
Yes.
So here's how this works. There are five things that have happened either in Nicolas Cage's real life or in a plot of one of his movies. You're trying to figure out what is what. If you're able to get three out of these five correct, we are going to set you up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Fact number one about Nicolas Cage. It's either Cage or From the Stage. During a high school prom, the curtains were drawn to reveal him beating up another man behind the scenes. So there was a fight going on, and then somebody opened the curtains, and it was revealed that he was actually beating somebody up behind the scenes. Is that something that happened in his real life, or is that a plot line from one of his movies?
That is a plot line from one of the movies.
That is correct.
Wow.
Do you happen to know the movie off the top of your head?
Yes, I do. It is, oh my God. Hold on. Valley Girl.
There you go. That's right.
Wow.
I'm going to give you the chance you never gave me.
One can't help it. When one is honorable.
Good boy. Get up.
Okay. We have a true Cage fanatic.
Indeed, we do.
Rivals Dave.
Like I said, I feel like I've seen a lot of Nicolas Cage's early work, and I have never seen that.
How about this one? Nicolas Cage was arrested in New Orleans after arguing drunk with his wife after insisting that the house that they were in front of was their rental. He then proceeded to start punching cars. Is that something that happened in Nicolas Cage's real life, or was that a plot line from a movie?
That is a plot line from a movie.
Plot line from a movie, unfortunately, is incorrect. That's something that happened.
That's something that happened
in real life. Yep.
Academy Award-winning actor Nicolas Cage was arrested in New Orleans over the weekend. Police say Cage got into a drunken argument with his wife in the city's French Quarter, arguing over whether a house they were standing in front of was their rental. When Cage's wife said it wasn't theirs, the actor allegedly grabbed her arm and began lashing out, hitting cars and trying to get into a taxi.
Oh, boy.
Don't you hate it when you're drunk in the French Quarter and you can't remember what house or what mansion you rented?
It's the worst.
Yeah. So
they all those mansions, they're just so similar.
Nicolas Cage is an avid fan of exotic animals. He is a proud owner of not only a shark, but also an alligator. Cage or Stage?
Ooh. Stage?
Stage is incorrect. I'm sorry. That is also real life for Nicolas Cage.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
No, Nicolas Cage does in fact own a shark and an alligator and a dinosaur skull and so many other things.
All that stuff got repoed.
Most of it did, yeah. This is
how do you repo a shark?
I don't know how you name a shark. Okay, so two incorrect, one correct. We have got two more to go. You got to get these next two right, okay?
Okay.
Cage or Stage? He once had to shoplift baby necessities, including a bag of diapers. He then ran down a highway with pantyhose on his head and the diapers in his hand. Is that something that happened in real life or plot line from a movie?
That's Stage.
That is Stage. That is correct, sir. Do you happen to know the film?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
No worries. That's Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona.
Yep.
That's bitch. Hold on, Michael. We're going to go pick up Daddy.
Son, you got a panty on your head. Just drive fast, kid.
Okay, it all comes down to this, my friend. Two correct, two incorrect. Final fact about Nicolas Cage. Is this his real life or something from one of his movies? As a young man, Nicolas Cage had reoccurring dreams of a giant blonde genie woman in a gold bikini plucking him from his toilet seat. again, a reoccurring dream of a giant blonde genie woman in a gold bikini picking him up off of his toilet seat. For the win, sir.
States.
Are you sure?
I am not.
What is your final answer?
You know, real life.
You did it. Yeah, that's real life Nicolas Cage, because of course it is. Congratulations to you, man. Well done today, Danny.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
He has to have been watching like I Dream of Jeannie as something, a kid, right?
Something, yeah. Man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time here on the show, Mahoney, how hilarious it is when people are doing pranks for YouTube and Snapchat. Oh, it's just the best.
The
guys are so zany.
The next American president is a YouTube prankster.
Oh, me too.
I feel like that's the natural evolution of how the world's going.
Well, this guy sparked a massive manhunt. A Sarasota man tried to pawn his baby. Turns out it was a prank gone wrong. And now the man is speaking out. He says he's very sorry for what happened. Okay. On Tuesday evening, a man entered the A&F pawn shop in Sarasota, asked if he could pawn his baby. It lasted less than a minute, and after he left, an employee immediately called the police. A few hours later, Brian Solcomb realized that he was all over the news. He called authorities to explain, and soon dozens of officers were outside of his house.
It's a prank! No, it's not some stupid racist bit that I'm doing to try to make people look dumb. It's a prank!
He's a single dad with a 7-month-old son named Caden. At the urging of his nephew, he started making silly videos on Snapchat. On Tuesday, he recorded his latest stunt. He didn't think the manager would take it seriously. What's amazing to me is that police are not charging him, and he says that he has learned his lesson.
How are they?
Would you like to hear the audio of him trying to pawn his baby?
Not really.
Here's the hilarious prank.
How you doing, buddy? This is what I got. I know no one under 18 in here, but he's barely used, 7.5 months old. What do you think he's worth?
Okay. Hilarious.
Oh, so my stomach hurts.
Can all the YouTube pranksters just like have a, can we have a Thanos snap moment?
They just all go away.
Where they all disappear, because the world would be a much greater place. It's not a prank. The thing is, like, I like when you there. We were watching, Sylvia and I watched a bunch of videos here in the studio.
Yeah.
And, you know, we watched a video of a guy. Not, it's not a prank, but he pulled out a disco ball and danced and made and entertained everybody.
Right. That, like, was entertaining.
That is entertaining, where everybody walks away feeling good.
Feeling good about
but
it.
You trying to make other people look stupid just shows what kind of piece of trash that you are.
So a 39-year-old by the name of George robbed a dude named Christopher after tailing him from a shop in Glasgow last December. And had been turned away from the store because he went to this convenience store, tried to get a bunch of stuff, but didn't have any money. Well, so he grabbed the guy that had just bought some pizza and chips and alcohol and cigarettes.
Oh, hell no.
He dragged the dude to the ground, kicked him, and ran off with his bags full of stuff. And so the cops got called, and they started searching the area.
His pizza and smokes, Dave?
His pizza, smokes, his chips, all of it, man.
Oh, no.
So the cops got called. They bust out a dog, and sure enough, the dog tracks to where he is. He's hiding in a garden. And he tries to feed pizza to the dogs to bribe them, so that way the dog doesn't alert to where he is.
We cool, dog. We cool.
Yeah. His plan did not work.
The dog bite the hell out of him?
Yes, yes, it did.
Oh, God, I love that dog. Higgins,
after eating the pizza.
So, yeah, man, hey, hook me up with that pizza.
Yeah, okay.
I will say
no, we're not cool.
Which, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there right now. If you're not following me on Instagram, look at my daily stories. There's a dog who is a school's resource officer.
They put the dog in the yearbook.
It is. It's pretty really cute.
That dog is straight up smiling.
Yeah.
I love
it.
Dogs with jobs. Nothing makes me happier than dogs with jobs. Who love their jobs.
Yeah, as long as
not
they love
the dog who's going to the 9-to-5 he hates.
Yeah.
And he goes home to
sitting
that
in rush hour traffic right now.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Work sucks. I know. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Work Woes.
look, going to work can be tough, especially when you have to deal with customers on a regular basis. Just interacting with the public has seemingly gotten less and less pleasant over the years.
One of the best things I've seen online in the last several years is somebody suggested that anybody working in customer service should be able to fight exactly one customer a day without any repercussions.
Yeah, like you don't want to use it too early, right? Nope. Like, do you use it post-lunch or do you use it right before lunch? It depends on what you're having for lunch, maybe. If you're having a big lunch, it may bog you down.
Get, like, all that
salt. Before lunch, you don't have any energy.
A bell rings and you immediately have to defend yourself.
That's what you get for being a bad customer. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, it's a brand new feature called Work Woes. Everyone has to deal with some sort of crap at work. And we're focusing on individual trades. Yes. And to start things off today, Ian, it's people that are in the delivery business.
Yes, Dave. Well, package handlers, if I may. I talked to two individuals. One is a mail carrier, and the other works at a pack and ship shop. So what do you think their complaints are in that industry? Because especially with mail carriers, they're out there every day. They're outside.
Dumb people. I think dumb people. Yeah, like probably
dumb people impatience. For the mail carrier. Okay,
not for mail carriers. I would say the weather for mail carriers. Dogs. Like if it's raining, sure, dogs would be a good one.
Dogs. Yeah. Okay. And then what about for a pack and ship shop? Like where you go with a package.
Dumb people.
Dumb people walking in having no idea what they want, forgetting the address, not having their payment ready.
Bringing tape.
Yes.
All of that, I feel, will add up. I feel like we are at peak package right now anyway. There's no time in the history of mankind that we've seen more packages being shipped with courtesy of Amazon and every other delivery service out there.
So Work Woes kicking off with people that handle packages here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, so I have found a mail carrier. You handle packages every single day, am I correct?
That's correct.
So what is the one thing you hate most about your job?
I hate it when motherfuckers don't say thank you.
Does that happen a lot?
Every single day.
Okay, so I'm here with another package handler. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What, in your opinion, is the worst part of your job?
Are you referring to the customer or just the job in general?
You know what? Let's go customer for this one. What's the worst possible customer for you that you get all the time but you just can't stand?
I don't want to sound like stereotypical. It's the man sometimes that comes in here like demeaning, rude, slams the package down, just do this here. This is where it's going to go. You know? That kind of attitude. It's rude. It's like, I work here. I manage the store. I'm going to do you a service.
You have to take care of the package.
Right, I do. And I would take care of it a lot better. And maybe even give an extra discount that we already offer that you don't know about, but you just ruined it for yourself because, you're being rude and it's unnecessary.
So I guess the moral of the story is be nice to your package handlers.
That's right. Absolutely.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
She didn't have any idea that all the innuendo that was going on.
No, right? I don't think she did. Okay. Oh, I don't think she did.
Slamming the package around. I'll be nicer to your package if you just be nice to me. What?
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So obviously the dispensaries here in Las Vegas, a lot of very successful ones.
Yeah. Yes, and some have sold for millions and millions of dollars.
They are pretty excited, I would imagine, about the consumption lounges because it gives people a way to not just buy the product but also consume it. If you're talking about the tours.
I wouldn't be shocked if we see some of these companies go into those businesses as well.
So as of Thursday of last week, no dispensaries have applied for a permit for an on-site lounge where customers can smoke or imbibe in the marijuana edibles. But they say that they expect there to be a flurry of applications in the not-too-distant future.
Okay. I'm right. About
so, there's going to be off-site lounges starting in 2020 is what they're saying.
Okay.
But, you know, whether or not those are going to be right in the area of Las Vegas Boulevard, we don't really know yet. So it's just, you know, there's a lot of things to be seen, but we expect that those businesses are probably going to merge. And I do like there's going to be more transparency about who's going to own the lounges, who owns the dispensaries, who has the licenses to sell marijuana, etc.
I'm curious if there's going to be gaming at any of these lounges.
No.
There will be no gaming.
No. There will not be any gaming.
Man, what if I want to play Keno?
Well, then just go get high at home and play. And go to your local PTs and play Keno.
Or play Keno first and like then go home.
Why don't we regulate it just like the same way alcohol is regulated? Like the fact that like it's almost 2020 And you're like, no, you could drink all you want, but you can't smoke weed and play Keno.
Well, but the problem is that, you know, marijuana carries through the air, right? And so...
Yeah, but everybody who is in a weed lounge, you know, I'm not saying like you should allow it to go down in your local PTs or distill or wherever. Mm. I'm just saying, like, if you have a pot lounge, who's in a pot lounge going, I can't believe there's pot in here. Well, oh, my God, there's pot in the air in a pot lounge.
No, but people are
going to
be...
That's like walking into a Star Nursery and going, oh, my God, there's trees.
No, it's totally different. It's,
is it?
You know, it's if you're at a local bar, right, and there's somebody sitting there smoking a cigarette, not minding their smoke, and it's blowing right in your face the whole time. You're like, hey, man.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah, I don't like this.
But you're going I get to that a I'm pot at a, lounge.
But I'm at a bar where they're smoking, and there's people smoking. Do I really have a right to complain about it? But yet somehow there's always people who are just totally oblivious to the fact that there's other people around.
I don't like smoking as much as the next guy, you know, and you and I both smoke cigars, but we don't do it in public. But when we're at a gaming bar and we're gaming, you can't be mad at somebody for smoking next to you.
No.
It's just that's the world we live in.
I am, but I can't say anything about it. I'll just kind of give you a dirty look.
Oh, you just got to sit here and say stuff.
Uh-huh. So, that's right.
If you see Dave playing Keno out there, just smoke a whole pack at once.
I feel like
right next to him.
You could have said this 4 years ago, and it would have come true. Because every time I'm sitting there playing Keno, sure enough, the chain smoker sits directly next to me and and holds the cigarette
on
the right hand on my side and just wafts into my face. I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you for the secondhand smoke. So Las Vegas area teachers vote to strike next school year. This could be a problem.
They voted already or they're going to vote?
Las Vegas area teachers voted to strike during the 2019-2020 school year if they don't receive the promised teacher raises and additional resources for the schools, the Clark County Education Association announced on Sunday. So more than 5,000 of the 11,000 teachers participated in the online poll last week about whether to strike, with 78% voting for a strike.
You can't say, hey, we're going to give you a 3% raise and then not give somebody a 3% raise.
It's almost as if we had a previous vote about what to do with all of the marijuana money that we were just talking about. Huh. Wasn't it supposed to go to education?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that kind of solve the problem?
That would solve the problem. Yeah. There's a new bill in front of the Nevada legislature, which is getting ready to wrap up here in like the next couple weeks. It's SB 543, which is going to change the school funding formula, which literally has been in place since, I believe, the 60s. It's the oldest one in the country. So hopefully, if they, you know, this just came out like late last night. It's 120 pages, so I haven't had a chance to read all of it yet.
Oh, not all 120 pages?
But according to the Nevada Independent, it could have some issues. I think this could possibly solve some of those issues. That going forward, it's going to create a general fund sort of thing. I don't know if it's good yet or not. I'm waiting for the smarter people to tell me whether or not it's good.
So for the first time ever, ESPN is building a studio here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. They're
Does that mean Doug Kazarian's moving back to town?
I actually just texted him that and asked him, and he said no.
Oh, that's
but they are.
What are you doing? You're hanging out in BFE Connecticut, man.
Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Well, he does a lot of programming for ESPN, but they are going to build a studio over at the Link.
And
they're going to have a full-on studio over there for their betting content, because now it's no longer taboo to talk about sports betting. And his show, The Daily Wager, on ESPN is going to be shot there, I guess, with some regularity.
Okay.
So he'll be in town, I guess, a decent amount, but he's not moving back to Vegas.
That son of a bitch.
I know. I love Doug Kazarian. If you ever see him on ESPN, he started here in Las Vegas over at Channel 13.
Yeah, he did.
Awesome guy.
Las Vegas guy and friend of the show for many, many years. If you see him out talking to a lady, go up to him and say, hey, are you Doug Kazarian? And he'll give you $100.
He loves that. You son of a bitch. It's supposed to be a private story. So Arizona has lifted the nunchuck ban.
How are nunchucks? So this is the stupidest
now legal,
thing.
Yes.
So they banned nunchucks after watching a Bruce Lee movie back in the 70s.
Is that what it was? Is
because
that why
they thought
the
people were going to go on a nunchuck
running through a crowd.
You can't take our guns, but you can take our nunchucks.
Yeah.
But now we luckily have repealed that. So nunchucks for everybody again in Arizona.
The fact that the governor, Doug Ducey.
God, what an awful last
name. What a terrible
Ducey.
Name. Doug Ducey. Double D. Had to actually sign into law. A law lifting the ban on nunchucks is something else.
What was it? Stoners in head shops who were like, I need my right to wield nunchucks again. This aggression will not stand. It's my constitutional right.
And finally,
Bruce Lee had him. I should have him too.
And finally, a woman playing a slot machine at the South
Pole. Michelangelo, that Ninja Turtle had these nunchucks. If he can, if a turtle can have nunchucks, why can't I? This is
on
America.
On X107.5.
They took our nunchucks.
I had one more story.
Build a dojo.
Forget it. Forget it, man.
No, whatever.
Forget it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, you listening, Dave? Does one call a Toyota Prius a lazy car? No, it's an efficient one. Stop calling Mahoney lazy. He's extremely efficient. At the age of 50, when you're burnt out, he's going to have loads of vigor and energy.
Message deleted.
No, he is not going to have loads of vibrant energy. And it's vibrant, not vigrant.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, I guess if you mix vibrant with Viagra, it's vigrant.
Vigrant, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're allowed to, you know, the patent's gone now. So everybody and their mom
the
can make
the kind of, yeah. So Mahoney is definitely lazy, and that's okay.
No, I have two jobs, sometimes three jobs.
What is it?
What?
I do this show.
Well, yeah, but what are the other two?
I'm also a host and commentator for the best amateur mixed martial arts organization in the country.
That's right. Tough enough. Yep.
And that happens,
maybe once a month for a couple of hours.
Just did it on Friday.
That's right. That was your May event.
There's another one June 7th.
That you're not going to be at.
My other job.
And then there's another one June 29th that you're not going to be at because you're going to be on vacation.
I'm going to be on a cruise on that one. But I've made like the last 10 in a row.
All right, yeah.
And I'm also a professional podcaster. So, I mean.
You're a professional podcaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the fact that you have. And I'd like to say.
Are you counting when we just repurpose this show as a podcast?
Yeah.
Like when we turn this into a podcast every year? Are you talking about Beer for Breakfast?
I do Beer for Breakfast, which is it's a well-followed and hugely popular podcast all across the country.
So. Tens and tens of downloads every week when it's published weekly. It's not every week.
Tens of thousands.
Oh, thousands. Really?
How dare you?
Really?
So by you calling me lazy, just because you've got 98 jobs, I feel like, you know, somebody asked us this not too long ago. They're like, what is your biggest problem with Dave? We get along great. Personality's great. You know, we spend a ton of time outside of work. But I will say my biggest problem is that you try to make me look lazy by having 78 jobs.
Oh, so
I don't make you look lazy. You just... are.
So no, like Dave,
it's by comparison. It's like if I'm standing next to Yao Ming, I look short.
You said you're.
I'm not short.
You said your perfect day was ordering Postmates three times,
maybe four times,
going to sleep,
yeah.
Waking up,
yeah.
Eating the Postmates.
Mm-hmm.
After eating the Postmates, taking a short nap, mm-hmm. waking up, getting the food again, and never changing out of your pants. Never changing out of your pants. Had nothing to do with like your fiance, going to some awesome experience, getting laid, like all the normal things that would be on the list. None of them. It was just eating and laying on the couch.
That's the most efficient day ever.
The most efficient day ever.
What are we doing as human beings?
Your Honor, Exhibit A.
The things that we are doing, we need to do to stay alive is we need to breathe and we need to eat.
You can make an argument that maybe tossing in a little exercise or, you know, accomplishing goals.
Love making.
If you're not making love,
old horn dog Sylvia comes.
Jesus.
What about voting?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, guys, do any of you really think that a beast like Godzilla would lay dormant for that long and then all of a sudden, one day, just pop out of nowhere? Like, where was he the whole time? What was he doing, taking a nap? I think it would be pretty tough to miss a massive dinosaur that lives in the ocean. Wouldn't a boat hit it?
Message deleted.
I mean, there's some deep-ass parts of the ocean.
Yeah, that's
though,
where
man.
It lives,
like,
right?
He lives in the deepest part of the ocean.
Godzilla,
it's
I don't even
like
know
he
if he's the scariest
lake.
Thing that lives in the ocean. Yeah. I mean, everything that's in the ocean is scary.
Godzilla's friendly. He's here to protect Earth.
Is that what it was?
Is it really?
Is that the plot line?
Yeah. Godzilla is our friendly, like, super predator.
Our friendly neighborhood dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whereas Mothra is a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, why are you going to make a moth bad? Like, that's like the one bug. I'm like, if you're in my house, I'm like, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you just hang out.
I'll open the door for you.
Don't get too close to the light. It's awfully hot, that bulb is.
Please leave a message.
I will say, for moths, LEDs have probably been the greatest thing ever to happen to moths. right?
Do they not like LEDs?
No, I'm saying because they don't get nearly as hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they don't like
they conserve energy and they don't put out, they don't radiate heat as much as incandescent bulbs.
They don't put out. The opposite of Sylvia.
Hey, guys. So I have a lot of friends that do it on the side, but I'll be nervous to be a rideshare driver, like an Uber driver. I'd be nervous the person is literally just judging my driving. And honestly, I'm not a fan of the whole idea, like, of a stranger getting into my car thing. Yeah.
Message deleted.
Then don't.
Then don't do it. But I will say, unless you're driving exceptionally bad or exceptionally good, I never notice the driving of the driver. I'm on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, or talking to whoever I'm with.
But it has to be really bad for you to...
I'm judging your driving.
When we went to the 10-year anniversary party down at Top Golf, I had an old-ass lady, like the oldest person I've ever had drive me in a Lyft or an Uber. She had to have been, I don't know, late 70s.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dang.
And at every stoplight, stop sign, everything, she would put her car to park to look around both ways and then put it back into drive.
Sure. Like, she's extra safe, man.
That is not safe. That is dangerous.
That is extra safe.
That is dangerous, you old bag.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Now I feel bad because Sylvia's giving me the frowny face because I said
old bag.
She could be dead now, man.
She's not dead.
She's the oldest driver you've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, she's the oldest driver I've ever had.
She's listening right now.
She ain't listening. I checked her presets. You ever do that when you're like, hey, what radio station you got there? Why don't you put 107.5 on there, man? What's wrong with you?
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Felicity Huffman could be headed to prison. She pleaded guilty in the College of Admissions bribery scheme, and the Emmy-winning actress, 56 years old, could face prison time after she admitted to participating in the nationwide scam. Sentencing set for September 13th. She agreed to a guilty plea. Prosecutors say they would recommend 4 months in prison.
That's insane.
But the judge could choose not to put her behind bars at all, which I hope the judge does. These prosecutors are just out of control, man.
Like, it's a little much.
It's the same thing as what's going on with the whole Robert Kraft thing. It's just prosecutors trying to make a name for themselves by gleaning off of celebrities that have definitely made missteps. But she contributed, what, $15,000 to it?
Yeah.
Which is not a lot of money.
Here's what it's not even about the money. It's like people who are criminals, like real criminals who need to be put behind bars, traditionally are violent offenders or people who have stolen massive amounts of money, things of that nature. And even that, some of those people could be considered go to like low risk if it's white collar crime.
Right.
There's different levels of criminality. I don't feel she deserves to be locked up. Here's what you do. You find the hell out of her. Make it hurt. Don't find her $20,000. Find her $1 million. Make it hurt and put her on probation for a couple years to make sure that she's, you know, next 3 to 5 years, you're flying clean. But to actually put somebody behind bars for this seems just obscene.
It's ridiculous. Empire got canceled by Fox. Fox announced the hit drama is being canceled after its upcoming fall season. They said that, look, I mean, all the stuff with Jussie Smollett has been a huge distraction for the show.
It destroyed the show. Yeah. But I thought that it was still doing okay.
That's what I thought,
that they
too.
Would continue on without him. But
that he wasn't going to get picked up.
But I guess there's just too many dark clouds circling that show now because of what that guy did.
Fox Entertainment CEO said that the network does want to give Empire a big send-off, and that is the focus. We are turning the final season into a large TV event. We are trying to go out guns a-blazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Aaron Rodgers was in Game of Thrones, episode 5. If you watched it this past weekend, no spoilers, but Aaron Rodgers did have a cameo in Sunday's episode.
Couple of them.
Yeah. You're sort of like, that dude sort of looks like
Aaron Rodgers.
Dirty Aaron Rodgers, and sure enough, it was. He said that I was helping a woman who was injured, and then the hell with her, I'm getting out of there. There's been several other people who have been a part of Game of Thrones, cameos by singers Chris Stapleton, Ed Sheeran. Also, the guy, Rob, from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia made a cameo as well.
I forgot about that.
Didn't even notice that one. So Ed Sheeran was pretty pronounced because he was actually sitting there singing as Ed Sheeran. I don't like it, though. Like, it feels distracting
to me. It felt like that was Ed Sheeran inside of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
When everybody knows, like, after we learn from this season, Podrick should just be singing everything.
Yes.
Just a voice of an
voice
angel.
Voice of an angel.
What can't Podrick do?
Star Wars Galaxy Edge is set to open in Disneyland on May 31st.
It's a new world that's opening over there, and it is going to be insane.
Tell me if you like this. So, to avoid overcrowding, the happiest place on Earth is going to use stormtroopers to enforce a time limit.
And when you're thinking, why is there a time limit? It's because there is going to be so many people there that it is going to be out of control. So, they want people to be able to enjoy the area.
So, if you're spending too long in there, stormtroopers are going to come up and kick you out.
That's kind of cool.
Well, the way that it works, you have to register for a time to check in. So, you can check into Star Wars Land. And then on top of that, you have 4 hours to hang out. You'll have a wristband. And if you've been in there past your time, the stormtroopers will they'll usher you out.
And if you don't follow the instructions of the stormtroopers, Chewbacca will come over and beat you to death.
No, he pulls off your arms and then beat you.
With your own arms? Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The dumbest complaint that you get at work. On Facebook, Sissy said, one time I got the question, why isn't there security cameras in the locker room? It's when I worked at LA Fitness and a guy's locker was broken into. Me, pretty sure most people don't want to get recorded being undressed, sir.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Nobody, the old balls that you would be subjected to, are just be glad that that is something, women, that you don't have to see.
Scott said, quote, customer asked me, why are the prices so high? Yes, great idea, obviously. I, the guy stocking the shelf, controls all the prices.
Because dumb questions. That's why.
Scott said, I have a pool service company. I don't understand why people come out to complain about dirt and leaves in their pool a couple of days after we leave. We live in the middle of a desert, and you have trees hanging over your pool. So, you know.
Dave, they need to find a way to keep the trees from, what do you call it, shedding?
The leaves from falling off the tree?
Yeah. Shedding.
It's definitely not shedding.
I know it's not shedding.
Well, they're shedding their leaves.
Okay.
Do we know what the word is for
this? This one from a cab driver walking zero. Why won't the pizza place deliver to the moving taxi I'm in? I'm not paying the fare unless you guys can make them deliver to me.
That's a pretty bold awesome, move.
Though. Just pull up at a stoplight and just chuck it from one window to the other.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The dumbest complaint, the dumbest question that you ever got at your job. Tim said, once got the question, why are there dead bugs on my property? I was an exterminator.
What, you mean you don't clean them up as well? No, man. You don't have the executioner clean it up. You got people for that.
Casey said, why did you come with lights and all that on? It's not a big emergency. You called 911 and stated it was a big emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love that.
James said, customer accused one of my tire techs of stealing an ounce of weed out of his car when weed wasn't legal. I told the customer, call the cops if you want. Natasha said, what do you mean you won't arrest the employee at McDonald's for getting my order wrong?
No.
You're a jerk.
I mean, arrest them if they forget the sweet and sour sauce.
Or barbecue sauce.
That is criminal.
Brian, why do I have to pay for uninsured motorist coverage? I thought everyone was supposed to have insurance.
I don't feel like that's that dumb of a question, though.
That's, yeah.
Because it is. That is infuriating.
Christopher said, when I was in active duty Air Force, I had a new airman ask me, sir, do we have casual Fridays? I don't want to ruin all of my uniforms. Jennifer said, I surveyed the natural gas lines around the city. Recently, a woman asked if the lines were outside, and if so, where? They're underground, ma'am. They're underground.
Could you imagine if natural gas lines were above ground?
No.
Just like terrible. How many times have you seen a car just run into a transformer and destroy a whole block?
Or a fire hydrant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like how do you hit a fire hydrant? It's pretty small. They're super sturdy, and yet somehow
every time
it happens.
Yeah, once a year you see somebody is plowed into a fire hydrant, just blasting water.
Are you ever? Am I the only one who is like insanely impressed by how much water pressure is in a fire hydrant? Though
I mean, a fire hydrant
like
is ready
it shoots
to go.
Up hundreds of feet in the air. You're like, damn, it's that's
like
awesome.
Teenage me. Patricia said, I do payroll for four different companies. Biggest complaint: you owe me money. You didn't take out the federal taxes. Now I'm not getting a tax return. This is all after they claimed six on their W-4 and didn't mind not having the federal tax withheld all year long.
Claiming six. Bold move, Cotton.
Let's see if that works out for you. Going back to Facebook, David said, had a customer tell me that they were not getting any sound out of their new speakers that we had just installed, and we needed to come back and get the job done right. Turns out they didn't have the volume on. Dang.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, God, you gotta be, just look so stupid.
Yeah, but how satisfying if you go back and you're just like, here. Just turn it up more. Mm-hmm. Oh, you like Cage Elephant?
Oh.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The dumbest complaints that you've gotten at work. I used to work at a Chevy dealership. This one got texted over to us as a technician. Anyway, a customer brought in his Corvette to get a rear light replaced, came back and complained that we had put invisible scratches in his hood, driver door, and front bumper.
Okay.
Well, they went to the camera and watched me walk out, pop the hatch, replace the bulb, shut it, and walk off. Didn't even get in it or drive it. He was upset and stormed out.
Invisible scratches, Dave.
Invisible scratches.
They're invisible. I've got invisible scratches on my Corvette.
I used to work at the Venetian selling tickets to the gondola ride. Once a lady came to us wanting a refund because she thought it was the kind of gondola that took you up a mountain to go skiing.
I can see how.
No, you can't see anything.
Do they sing to you on your way down the slopes?
Ricola. Passenger said, why is the flight delayed? Pilot, the airport is fogged in. Passenger, well, I just called my wife and she said it's clear at our house. Pilot responds, well, can you call your wife and see if we can land at your house?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. That's
dumb
good.
Things at work. Called into the owner's office because a guy complained I didn't say good morning to him. Also, he asked how I was, and I said, living the dream, buddy. He took it sarcastically and was offended.
Yeah. I mean, living the dream can be taken.
I guess the way that you say
depends
it.
Depends on
living the dream, buddy.
Living.
And the buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, buddy. Yeah.
Does any grown man like to be called buddy?
No.
Hey,
no.
Buddy.
Unless your name's Buddy. But like, if you're a grown man and your name's Buddy, that kind of... Do you go by Bud?
No, I mean, like, it depends on your personality. Yeah. But if your name is Buddy, I feel like you have to be perpetually in a good mood.
You gotta be happy.
Yeah.
You gotta be happy.
Super
you
happy
like
all
grumpy
the time.
Buddy. No one likes a grumpy buddy.
I feel like that should be like a kid's toy that you just punch.
Grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy, grumpy buddy and me.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I like this one. Dumbest question. What's 50% off this? Sir, it's half off. So what is that?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Everyone has to deal with dumb people at work, right? Sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's the customers. Either way, there's complaints all over the place. Mike joining us this morning. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So what happened to you?
All right, so I noticed my boss wasn't really too smart when a customer came in and tried to present a $2 bill to him, and he thought it was fake. So I'm just surprised that I actually worked for this man.
It's amazing how often you hear stories like that.
Where were you working?
Oh, I was working at Hot Topic.
Hot Topic, Hot all topic. Right. You need to tell your boss to get out to a strip club, man. All they give you is $2 bills.
Yeah. If it was a $3 bill, you should turn Fred Durst away immediately.
You hear when I said the strip club thing? Mike went, I don't know.
Whoa, never heard of that sort of establishment.
Thanks for the call today, man. Have a good one.
So the dumbest thing in the 10 years that we have been doing a show, maybe even the 15 years that we've been working for the radio station, is when we went down to Houston. We were down there, and we got an email complaint and didn't come to us. It went to our boss, and we get called into her office, and she's furious.
She's like, how could you guys?
I can't believe. Really? You know, things weren't good to begin with down there, but this was like the icing on the cake that we had really messed up at this point. And we're like,
what are you mad about? She's like, I can't believe you guys said this on the air.
You're better than
you're
this.
You're better than. We're like, what? No, we're not. Secondly, what are you even talking about?
What did you
about?
Guys say?
We were talking about some story and how somebody got super easily offended by something, and we said they got butthurt by it.
Oh.
Which is a totally normal thing to say, right?
Yeah. It's become like part of the lexicon sensitive. For the last 20 years.
Right.
It means...
Like, stop being butthurt. Like, stop being so offended so easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is really homophobic, you guys. And we're like,
what?
What are you?
We're trying to wrap our heads around
which part of it? And she's like, saying butthurt. We're like, What are you talking about?
How is that homophobic?
She's like, that's a homophobic term.
What is the correlation?
Like, do you not remember when gay marriage was legalized? We played nothing but Macklemore and
One Love, yeah,
Same Love, like, over and over that entire morning. Like, we are, like, that's the thing. When it comes to things like that.
We'll take a stand on that. The last thing that we are is homophobic.
Yes.
You do you. If you being gay makes you happy, God bless you.
Yes.
Do whatever makes you happy. We get one crack at this life.
We were lucky enough to be exposed to different people all throughout our life.
Yes.
You know, so we didn't grow up in a closed-minded home or anything on that nature. So somebody saying this, like, kind of offended us.
Of course it did. We're like, what are you talking about, lady?
Then we're trying to, like, rationalize, how are we homophobic? And they're like, I think you have to be homophobic
to think that that's a homophobic thing. Yeah.
Yes, because the genesis of butt hurt comes from you're a baby and you've got a diaper on and you've got a rash. That's like the genesis of where butt hurt comes from, because you're just a whiny little baby, nothing else. So that was easily the stupidest complaint that we've ever gotten in the 15 years that we've been in radio.
Andy texted over, worked at an Office Depot many years ago, had a male customer come in, and I helped him buy a computer. About an hour later, the customer came back with a cop and claimed that I stole his $500 solid gold pen.
Oh, hell no.
A pen. Long story short, the guy left it on the counter when he signed his receipt for the computer that he bought. Also, if you're so pompous that you're walking around with a $500 golden pen to sign things with, you douche, I hope that you lose it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The only way that is acceptable is if you lose it and you don't need to go to the police.
And you don't care.
Yeah.
You're like, whoops, I'm so rich.
Gold pens everywhere.
And finally, I work at a library and people are always complaining about paying their fines. I once had a lady who owed $12 and she wanted to pay in pennies. And my boss wanted to waste her time and made me accept her payment and even sit down and roll the coins with her. The lady was pissed. I was pissed. Boss thought it was hilarious. That's pretty great.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Whoa. Now, we got one more on our text line. I work in the rotisserie area at Costco, and someone asked if any of my chickens were boneless.
Oh, my God.
I just want the question. I just want to see tenders on one of those little spits.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Hear my
mom. Cover your ears.
Larry is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Big fan of alternative rock?
Yeah.
Definitely. Good. So this game shouldn't be too hard for you. These are all popular songs from the alternative genre that are very well-known songs. Mm-hmm. But the trick is that they're covered by people. Ian scours YouTube pages in different countries and all over the world to find these different cover songs. And sometimes they're just unique and just a totally different take on it, maybe a artistic interpretation. Other times they're just frankly quite bad.
But they felt that this was the best take and that the world should see their art.
So they uploaded it and we downloaded it and here we go. So we've got 30 seconds of each song. You're trying to get the artist and the song. If you do that, a full point. If you get the artist or the song, a half point. We have three for you. You get 2 points. You win today. Simple enough?
Simple enough.
All right. So let the full 30 seconds play out. Here is song number one. The boy is down. And I think that's enough. Any guesses?
Damn. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with Blink-182. Is that my age again? What's my age again?
Yes and no. It is Blink-182, but the song is Damn It.
Yeah.
I didn't think that rendition of that was so bad.
It started out a little better, and then as it sped up, it got a little worse.
Yeah, he just sounded out of breath.
I feel like that was just kind of like what early Blink-182 sounded like.
Before it gets processed in the studio?
Yeah, before they became famous.
Yeah. All right, here we go. On to number two. You got a half point, so you're doing well.
Once I saw her on a beach or where the and on the sand, I wanna leave it again. Beyond the river, I wanna wish you all away, yeah. And the cold that I say that I won't wanna say, then I call out. reason you gotta leave her.
All right. That's enough. We got a little sour there at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I can only imagine that's what I sound like when I sing Pearl Jam's Yellow Lead Better.
There you go. Yeah, full point. Man. Well done. All right. So point and a half going into this last one. Just have to get the artist or the song. You're doing great. Here we go. Third and final. And cover your ears. And scene. Aww. You're getting into it, Sylvia.
I was digging it, man.
My son's going to kill me. Oh. Can I hear a part of it again? Just want to jog my memory.
Your boy's going to kill you, huh?
What were the last two words that guy just
dance,
said?
Dance, dance. Falling apart. Yeah, dance, dance.
Dance, dance.
Bye.
Is it Panic?
No, close enough. I mean, it's Fallout Boy, but you got the song. Yeah. That's a half point. That's good enough.
Good Charlotte or one of those guys, something like
you
that.
You win. Good Charlotte.
He told you the answer.
I don't know.
He what?
I said you just there. Said the answer. Like no, you said Fallout Boy.
He said dance, dance first, though. Yeah. That was good enough for half point, so he wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Fallout Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pipe down.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So, you know, there's certain levels of drinking, right? Sometimes you know that you've had too much to drink. This guy, unfortunately, did not get the memo that he had maybe been a touch too boozy that day. Okay. A Polk County man was cruising around on his riding lawnmower.
Hell yeah.
Like you do.
That's what you do down in Polk County.
His blood alcohol level was 0.241, so that's three times the legal limit.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty drunk.
And he crashed his riding lawnmower into a parked police car. Son of a bitch, Gary.
It just came out of nowhere. Man. It jumped out. I didn't see it.
Gary Wayne Anderson reportedly crashed into the Haines City Police Department vehicle about 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. The officer was tending to another issue when he heard a loud noise and saw Anderson, trying to back up on his riding mower.
What, you didn't hear the riding lawnmower coming down the street?
Well, it wasn't engaged like mowing grass. Okay. It was just, he was actually pulling an attached trailer. The crash resulted in minor damage to the plastic rear bumper of the cruiser. He had extremely bloodshot, watery eyes and difficulty holding his head steady. And when the officer looked at him, he said, "F it, I'm drunk, take me to jail."
All right, Gary.
Well, you know what, he's being honest.
Yeah. He said that he consumed a pint of wine before mowing. Cocaine like was also found in his bloodstream.
Oh, that's okay.
That's bad. Okay.
You'd think that actually would sober him up.
Would sober him up, yeah.
It is kind of messed up that you can't ride a horse drunk.
Yeah, I feel like...
Unless the horse is drunk.
Yeah, if the horse is not, if the horse is drunk, then you have a problem. Yeah. But if you're just drunk riding the horse,
Like is in control, right?
Enough to not run into traffic or something. Sure.
Yeah. Riding lawnmower, I feel like it should be slightly less of an offense.
So if you thought that your youth was awkward because you're a horny little boy or girl, check this one out. A 15-year-old boy in Alaska has claimed that his parents set up security cameras in his bedroom and bathroom to make sure that he does not pleasure himself.
Ah, boy.
And the anonymous teen took to Reddit's legal advice section to ask for help this week. "I'm 15 and I think I should be allowed to touch my own body. This is embarrassing and destroys my privacy. Please help." The teen revealed that his parents caught him going to town earlier this month. The teen said his parents are against sexual activities before marriage.
Oh my
he wasn't
God.
Even allowed to participate in the school's sex ed classes, leaving him to only learn some things on the internet.
That's how you get like teen pregnancies and like STDs and all that stuff, because you're not educated on it.
This is how you turn someone into a total creep.
Yes, because they're...
When you make it weird.
When you make it weird and you make it so taboo that they're not allowed to even learn about it.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to learn about it.
Then you want to go buck ass. Well, so I don't want to believe this is real. So there's a lot, you know, I'm a frequent user of Reddit, love the site, but I feel like there is a lot of these advice sections or am I the a-hole type questions that are out there that are just used to elicit a response. I feel like this could be one of those. I don't know. Maybe I'm just so far off base that I don't want to believe that there are parents out there who would install security cameras to keep you from going to town on yourself.
I mean, if they're like extreme, like they don't want your kid to know about that stuff.
Like that's not going to stop the kid. He's just going to end up yanking it in the crawl space under the house.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is there enough room?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
It doesn't matter. Believe me, as a former horny 15-year-old boy,
okay.
You ain't slowing that train now, mama. Put all the cameras up, you won't.
Choo-choo!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, can you all go around and, like, critique each other's style? Maybe give each other, like, some recommendations on how you guys could look better collectively? I mean, physically, I know there's not much you can all do at this point, so let's bump the fashion up a little bit.
Message deleted.
The hell do you mean there's not a lot we can do physically at this point?
Like, that's, like, the one thing we can do.
Yeah, like, eat healthy, go to the gym, drink less. Yeah, like, that's a lot easier than fixing your fashion.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahoney wears Tommy Bahama shirt and jeans every day. Sylvia is the most schizophrenic out of all of us, the way that she dresses. Like today, it looks like you're going to Easter Sunday church with your folks, and tomorrow or yesterday, you rolled in like a black shirt with black jeans and black combat boots on. So there's that. Ian always dresses like a hipster. I pretty much wear the same thing every day, like a black t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah. I feel at this point, we can't change our fashion. Like,
I'm curious to see what the next evolution of comfort is for me.
Yeah. Because Mahoney's the one that changes. Like he ebbs and flows with what's most comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've gone from tracksuits to Tommy Bahama. I just don't know if there's anything more comfortable than Tommy Bahama
lounge
out there
pants?
Right now.
Lounge pants.
I mean, athletic that looks, shorts. That is workplace
a
appropriate.
Kilt.
See, but I feel like a kilt could be dangerous.
That's what I mean.
That's how
I get on a list for whatever reason.
That's what makes it fun. It's a little dangerous.
They send me to HR immediately. I walk in with that on.
You're sitting gum? What is that?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Scott here. You guys rock. Love listening to you. Hey, one thing that bugs the hell out of me is going to these smaller restaurants or, you know, fast food places and putting your card in prompts you to tip them. Really? Look, I know how Vegas is. I know you got a tip. I know we're a tipping city. I get it. But I'm not going to tip somebody to do their damn job. Have a good one, guys.
Message deleted.
It doesn't bother me with the optional tip. What I don't like is when you put your card in and instead of giving you, like, the option to put in how much you want, it's just like 20%, 30%, or 40%, or you have to hit
40%.
The button of shame, the other, to lowball them.
I don't hate that. The pre-selected 15, 18, 20 is usually what it is. Sometimes there's places with higher. My rule on that is if they clear the plates, then you tip. If they don't clear the plates and they're not super friendly or you don't have like a special order and it's just the normal transaction, then that's a no tip for me.
It really drives me crazy when I find out places don't give the tips to the employees.
That's
garbage.
That's
zero, right?
Zero tips at that point. Do you ask, though?
Yeah, I don't know if you can ask. Like, do you guys actually get these tips?
No, I mean, you can ask. I've never thought of asking in advance.
Then you definitely have to tip, right? It has to be larger than normal. I'm like, I don't want to get that involved. I'll just, here's a dollar. Leave me alone.
But the thing that annoys me, like, why do you have tipping on a place where you clear your own trays? Like, that's insane. Like, what are we doing? Like, why am I tipping? What is the process here? Because, like, again, I am very concerned about tipping always. Even with bad service, I still give good tips because I'm like, I don't ever want to be described.
Do you hear that, everyone out there? If you ever run into Mahoney, give him really bad service.
No, give me he'll still tip you. Give me great service, and I'll tip you.
He'll
even
still tip you the same.
Better.
No, 22%.
I'll tip you.
Please leave a message.
Well, you act like 22%'s bad. 22% is above industry standard.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good tip. Bad service or good service?
No.
I always tip 20% even with bad service.
I go 15.
You go 15?
Bad service.
Oh,
look. See, I do 20% even if it's bad.
I know, but I begrudgingly do 20%. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
do my money this time.
Do you tip when you have to clear your own plates?
Yeah.
There's a new like nacho place over here that you or Mexican place that it's like it's casual. It's kind of like a Chipotle.
I have a guilt complex. Yes, I tip even at like Starbucks. Like even when somebody just hands me a I've ordered black coffee. It's the easiest thing ever. They just turn around and fill up the cup and then hand it to me before I even leave the register. It's that
See, but
fast.
I don't but like still, coffee. Like, yeah. I feel like is a different beast. Coffee is a completely different beast.
Why?
It just is. It's its own category. You keep tipping on coffee. Yes, but when food is involved. Like when you go to like a
it's a much more involved experience and they have to create a meal for you.
No, but am I tipping? Am I tipping the chefs in the back? Am I tipping the person who's just taking the
tip like, share, man? It's called tip share.
I don't do that. I bet they don't get tips in the back.
Sure they do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Usually it's all front of the house.
They do.
Bartender.
No. Bartender, host, it's tip share, man.
They share them.
And it's bussers.
Yeah, you're so out of touch.
You really
you're
are,
so,
man.
You're so rich and out of
what
touch.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're
really
so rich.
15% too. It's like, come on.
On
man.
Bad service? Absolutely.
Dude, no, you go 18 on
18%.
Bad service.
Oh, whatever. Shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
I'm not tipping
shut
if
up.
You're not clear
Everybody
of the place.
Everybody shut up.
I got to bust my own table. That is no tip.
Shut up, Sylvia.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm not sure if cracking your knuckles is bad for you, but that's not going to stop me from doing it. I love it. I need to do it. I'll gladly take whatever consequences are coming towards me just to maintain the joy I get from hearing all those glorious knuckle cracks.
Message deleted.
It's a lost art. Back in the day, do you remember when you used to threaten somebody by cracking your knuckles? You're like, you better watch it, buddy. I'm going to kick your ass.
I can't do my left hand. I can only do my right hand. When it comes to cracking knuckles.
Your Popeye arm?
Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
But there's something so satisfying. Like, there's a couple things, like some bodily functions that are obviously very satisfying.
I think we should stop.
But cracking your knuckles is, I feel like, a good like bone crack. Like, if you crack your knee or your ankle or your back, there's something so very
if you mean
satisfying.
To, if you mean to. Yes. Yeah. If you're like... Yeah. Can you get that if good back real, crack? You're like, oh, yeah.
Or if it's just like, if it's out of nowhere, like that kind of crack.
Yeah. I don't like to be like, surprised by the cracks.
Like if you're standing there and your knee cracks.
That's one accident.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So charcoal toothpaste has been one of the big things that has come out in the past couple of years.
Like a new trend.
There's like charcoal face wash. There's charcoal everything, it seems. But charcoal toothpaste, you see all the influencers talking about how white it makes their teeth.
And their teeth look garbage, like when they're washing, you know, they're brushing their teeth. When you're like, oh, that looks like it tastes like just straight butt.
The British Dental Journal did a study into it, and they said it is just a, quote, marketing gimmick that could increase the risk of tooth decay and staining. So,
Do we really trust the British...
I feel like that's kind of the past generation. Like most British people now have
nice
normal
teeth
right?
Yeah.
Like it used to be like all of them just all jacked up.
What were they?
Is that what produces the great accent?
The great accent.
Yes, that's exactly the teeth.
There is no scientific evidence to back up the claims that they make about charcoal toothpaste whitening your teeth.
I don't know. So. I almost got sucked into it because I would see like the results of how like white the teeth were.
They're not. They just get their teeth normally whitened.
Man, I got Photoshop.
Right? So charcoal was first used for oral hygiene purposes in ancient Greece as a way of removing stains from teeth and disguising unpleasant odors from diseased gums. But that was, you know, ancient Greece.
Yeah,
and
it's not
dental
really,
medicine has come a long way since
it's
then.
It's not doing anything for your, you know,
man, I got
dental
Crest Complete.
Hygiene.
Crest Complete. That's the good stuff, right?
Is that?
There.
I don't know. I like. I'll always
get
the ones with like scope.
Scope. Yeah.
Well, the ones with scope in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes
scope?
If you buy Crest Complete or Total Action or whatever it is without the scope, and then just like,
do we really need as many brands of toothpaste as are available?
There's a. Why is there an entire aisle?
Right.
Yeah. That's a whole aisle. Like, what is there else that there's an entire aisle?
Can you
of
name
one product?
Five toothpaste?
Crest, Colgate.
Colgate. Sensodyne.
Sensodyne, there's an A one. There's one that begins with an A. It's like three. It's I could see the colors.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of it. Oh boy.
Toothpaste that starts with A. There's Close Up. You guys remember Close Up?
No. Pepsodent?
Nah, Pepsodent.
There's no, one that's like called
Pepsodent.
Tom's.
Screw you, Pepsodent. Tom's? Like Tom's. The shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Wait,
yeah.
Tom's, are they the same people that make the shoes?
They're also the people that make Tom's
Aquafresh.
Aquafresh.
Aquafresh. Okay, yeah.
Aquafresh. I mean, Arm but pretty Hammer, much everything's right? Crest or Colgate, pretty much
those
at this
are the main
point,
ones.
Right?
Yeah. How do we get on this rabbit hole? Let's move on.
Toothpaste, huh? How about that?
The average American has this many friends, according to a new study. 45% of adults say it's difficult to find and make new friends, according to new research. A new study into the social dynamics of 2,000 Americans revealed that the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
Oof.
In fact, it seems for many that popularity hits its peak at about 23, and for 36%, it peaks even before the age of 21. And they uncovered that one of the reasons 42% of adults struggle to make friends is due to people being shy. It turns out that 16 is the number of friends that most people have.
That seems like a lot of friends.
But is, it, yeah. is that like actual friends or is that like
acquaintances?
Your friend and then their significant other too? Because I feel like you can double down.
No, you're not you're not friends with somebody's significant other unless you are friends with them.
You don't have 16 like, friends though?
That's it. Like I feel like that seems like a lot of people. Like
no,
16
like going,
people that I could call
sure.
that like would come like give me a ride to the airport. Because if you won't give somebody a ride to the airport,
I
you're
won't
not
give,
a friend.
I don't want to give anyone
then
a ride to the airport
because
I have a guilt complex where I won't ask anyone for a ride
way.
To the airport. I don't want to.
Uber, I'll drive myself.
Yes.
But we talking about like levels of friends? Like there's like the really, really close friends and then like the friends that you kind of like talk to. And then there's like just the people that you know.
I judge people that ask me for a ride to the airport. At this age of my life,
yes.
I'm like, dude, you're 40. Like, what? Get an Uber. Shut up. Like, I don't figure it out.
The only exception you get is like your parents.
Sure.
On
parents,
that one. Because
significant
other.
Yeah.
They don't. People who don't travel nearly as much who don't get it. But if you're like an avid traveler.
Yes.
You should figure that out. But when was the last time any of us made a new friend that wasn't from work? I think it's been 5+ years. I can't remember.
Well, so okay.
Go through my work or my fiance's work? So, I can't remember.
No, I definitely have because...
Oh, look at this guy.
Somewhere through work.
No. I'm Dave Farrow, the friend king.
Can I even tell you how
friend
I did
king.
It? Or are you just going to start mocking me immediately?
King of the friends.
I'm king of the friends. All of you are my friends. Kneel before the king of friends.
Somebody told me.
No, it was because my wife's good friend...
Okay.
Started dating and then eventually got married to this guy who was like a really good dude, and I consider him to be a friend.
Okay.
Even if she got hit by a bus tomorrow, I'd still be friends with that guy.
But that's, again, that's, I feel like these
not,
are like.
Not wishing that on her.
That was your.
The king of friends decides what the king of friends wants to say.
But like a new friend
accidents.
Out of the, like, I feel like there's a connection like, there, but I'm trying to think of like
if you
the
met
last
someone-
time. Like not through significant others and not through work. When have you made just like a
I mean,
friend?
I've followed some people on Instagram. Does that count?
Chicks in bikinis are not your friends.
No.
Dave and Mahoney weekday mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.
It said on Facebook, add friend, and they confirmed it.
Uh-huh.
We are friends. We are dear close friends.
I'll be there for you, Dave.
Thanks, man. I'll use the close up.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show. And remember, if you think you know the answer, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Chad, I can't believe you guys said this on the air.
You're better than
you're
this.
You're better than we're like,
what?
Well, first off, no, we're not. We were talking about some story and how somebody got super easily offended by something. And we said they got by it. Yeah, this is one of the most ridiculous complaints that we've ever gotten from a program director that we worked with. And it was spawned by somebody else. It wasn't her that heard it and that, you know, threw up the red flag. Somebody else misinterpreted what we were talking about and thought that we were being inappropriate, which is just the most preposterous
thing. The dumbest
thing
that we've... I mean, I get calling and complaining that, like, hey, I'm tired of listening to these guys. They suck. But this one was a step too far.
What was the phrase that was used? 702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer is going to get set up with a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. So if you're doing some work around the house, spring cleaning time, $250. You can get some good stuff for your place. Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Julio.
Julio, what is the correct answer?
Butthurt.
Butthurt is right. There you go.
How dare you guys?
I didn't know where the origin of butthurt came from, Mahoney. I didn't know that it was like
from the diaper rash. Yes.
Oh.
That's where it came from. And any other thought process behind it kind of makes you, kind of says where you are as a person.
A rashy ass. Yes. That's where it came from. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, okay. Julio. We appreciate you, man.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.